Gokule had a man try to follow Shiki home. When that man did not report back within a reasonable time, on account of he ran into Runmust and Iqbal Singh, someplace he should not have been, and ended up taking a long swim downriver, Gokule headed for the Joy House that specialized in serving him, his associates, and those who shared their select but hardly rare tastes in pleasure. River Walker and several other brothers picked him up when he left the palace. He was accompanied by two companions who would regret their wishes to ingratiate themselves with the Inspector General by joining him in an evening of indulgence. Mergen followed events closely, too. Knowing that he would do so, I felt at ease snuggling up with my new acquisitions. It took me over an hour to conclude that what I had brought out today was indeed a later version of the first ever annal, and most of another hour to realize that I would not be able to winkle out the book's secrets without skilled help, or a lot more time than I had. Chandra Gokule apparently died in that Joy House. Likewise, his two companions. There were witnesses. People saw them strangled. Then a red Rumal got left behind in the killer's haste to get away. The Greys arrived almost immediately. They loaded the corpses into a cart, saying the Protector wanted Gokule's back in the palace instantly. But the Greys stopped being Greys moments after they left the pleasure house. Their course led them toward the river rather than toward the palace. The extra bodies vanished into the flood. A white crow dozing on a rooftop wakened when they started downhill. It stretched and followed them. Chapter 30 Mergen was there when Soulcatcher received the news. The report reached the palace in a remarkably short time and was unusually complete. The Greys worked hard to please their mistress. The party bringing Gokule to the warehouse had not yet arrived. Mergen had been asked to look around the Protector's quarters while he was there. We knew nothing about them. Nobody ever went into her suite. Not since Willow Swan had gone to his reward. Mergen would have to be questioned about how she lived in private. Soulcatcher did not retreat there, however. She went out looking for the Radisha right away. The Radisha knew something had happened to Gokule, but she had not had detailed reports. The women settled in the receiving chamber of the Radisha's austere suite. Soulcatcher told what she knew. She used a very business-like voice. It was said sometimes that the Protector was her most dangerous and least stable when she stopped being capricious and seemed calmest and most serious.
It seems the Inspector General shared some habits with Perul Koji. In fact, I'm now assured that his particular weakness was common amongst the senior men of his ministry.
There were rumors.
And you did nothing?
Chandra Gokule's private amusements, loathsome as I found them personally, did not prevent his performing perfectly as Inspector General of the Records. He was particularly adept at generating revenue.
Indeed. Soulcatcher's business-like manner wavered momentarily. Mergen would report his amusement at the thought she might actually have a moral opinion.
He was attacked in the same manner as Koji was. Suggesting somebody might have a grudge against the ministry as a whole? Or that the deceivers pick men of his particular weakness as ceremonies?